So let's talk about a little bit about the coverage here, because I think to Carson Palmer, it looks like it's some kind of a too deep shell here, maybe a corners coverage, the way that the corners are playing on this one here. What's the coverage, and then what's the design right here?
Well, part of it is that you have such a veteran quarterback is that you have to disguise what you're doing coverage-wise to him. So we're going to present one look and then try to get to a different look once we go post-snap. And then with a 3-4 defense, we're not always going to bring three. We can bring four or maybe a fifth guy, but you don't know where they're coming from. So part of it is just, you know, our pre-snap presentation and our post-snap execution is usually, they're going to be two different things. So you got to keep him guessing. We obviously know he's throwing. He's in an empty set. He's not a threat to run. So the first thing is to make sure, as he looks at it, he sees two split safeties and thinks he's getting his own look. So
at the snap here, you're going to drop eight here. You actually got a pretty good rush from Vinny Curry on the play, but really I'm not sure where Patrick is looking. You got Fitzgerald here on the out concept. You guys run a lot. He's going to kind of keep his eyes on Fitzgerald right here. Is this really a man situation for Carey?
Well, yeah, it does turn into a man. Is anytime we get two vertical routes that are over 10 yards deep, is in now they're matching up. He's playing man and he's playing man just in this defensive call.
Okay.
So that if he does break out, Pat will own him, and then Carey's got to own the outside receiver. If not, if we were going to truly zone it, then we would zone this look off and carry. We would pass it off. But as long as they're on the same page, we got two for two, and we've matched it the right way. Carey also knows that he has the ability, because of his speed and his athletic ability, he stays on the high shoulder and sees the ball thrown. And the one thing about Carey, he's just got great ball skills. So now once the ball's in the air, he can undercut it. But he was in great shape. It wasn't like he was beat. He was right on the upfield shoulder where he needed to be. And then when he sees the flight of the ball, he makes a decision. If the ball's thrown more to the upfield shoulder, he's in great position to make a breakup. But if he can undercut it like he did, it's an outstanding play by a really, really good corner.
So the advantage you have by staying on that upfield shoulder right there is he can really clue this. He can look at the man and see the flight of the ball at the same time. And then it's a question of just being able to make the play on the ball.
Yeah, a lot of times when you're dropping into coverage, everybody's got eyes on the quarterback, and that's where your interceptions can come, because now you can see where the ball's coming. When you're in man coverage, all the time you should be looking at your receiver. Now, when you're with the receiver and you're matching them, you don't know when the ball's coming out. But when Billy did a great job of changing it up, gave a presentation like we may be bringing some guys and getting into some different coverages, but you know, we're really dropping eight, playing into coverage, keeping our eyes back to the quarterback, and then giving a really good football player a chance to jump on a thrown ball. And the longer the ball's in the air, the more opportunities I think we have. And it also starts when you have a three-man rush. If you can force the quarterback to not have time to throw the football with a three-man rush and being able to cover with eight, that really, really helps.
Coach, I also think that on the third play of the game, Trent Cole hit Carson Palmer out of an empty set, forced that fumble. And I just think when you hit quarterbacks early in this league, they never quite step into the throw the rest of the game the same way. I mean, it's in their head that these guys are circling and coming after us.
Yeah, we're all a byproduct of our experiences. And if it doesn't go well early for you, or you've gotten hit early, that's something you're thinking about. Whether you're Carson Palmer or Nick Foles or Michael Vick or whoever, I mean, you talk about sometimes you may not get a sack, but if you're getting to the quarterback and getting pressure and not letting him get his feet set, you know, you look at the difference between that throw with Carson and the throw earlier with Nick. Nick was clean.
Right.
Nick, no one's in Nick's face. He can step in and drive the football. But Carson, you know, for most of the day, we got pressure on him and made him really conscious of, you know, where our guys are rushing from. And when you can do it with just three and four sometime and be able to play coverage behind it, it really helps you.